Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very horny right now. Oops, I'm sorry, excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the King of King himself. I am the Hot Rod. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I'd like to apologize for last week. We had a little bit of mishap because of Sean Black, but on the phone lines, I have the one and the only.
Blame me,
unbelievable.
Right? For sure. Yeah, Sean Black in the building. Good grief. You had to actually go ahead and blame me for it. Yeah,
of course he would do that.
Of course, yeah. Of course. Who else am I talking to right now? The voice that I just heard over the airwaves.
Hi, boys. It's Anitra. How are you?
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fucking fabulous.
Yeah, when I saw the show, you already cursed it.
Yeah.
What? It's in my DNA. It is what it is. Deal with it.
Then we should make a T-shirt out of it.
Okay.
Before that, I know I just at the top of the show, I know you're going to be celebrating a birthday tomorrow. So in case I don't get a chance to tell you at the end of the show, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't care. Let's carry on. What else? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we could not do the show last week because Anitra B, Sean Black, and I went to a party. And, of course, Anitra likes to piss people off. So, literally, she pissed the R. Kelly star on me and Sean Black. And from that, we did not talk to her for a couple of days. So, that's what happened last week. And
really? That's what you come up with?
Oh, brother.
Of everything he could have said.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. It is what it is. And just
exactly.
As you said.
Thank you very much. It's not my fault what happened last week, okay? Thank you so much.
All right.
So, fellas, how are we this evening?
I'm doing good. As the expression is, peachy keen. Well, I think I went old school on that one.
And apparently Hot Rod is cranky.
Yes.
I'm always cranky. I'm dealing with two idiots right now. I have to be cranky.
Irritable even.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you. You have your period. I have tampons.
Oh.
I will share.
Speaking of periods, are we really
okay.
ready to start pissing people off today since we haven't done it in 2 weeks?
I was already muted Anitra B. There you go.
Oh, boy.
Okay. The number to call is 347-989-8042. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. And Anitra B and Sean Black will continue pissing me off along with the rest of you guys. So let's get this show started.
Yes.
Sean Black, you've been very pissed off lately about one of your homeboys named George Zimmerman. Excuse me, Zimmerman. Why are you upset about George Zimmerman lately?
Yes. The Z-Man is back in the news as he's been the last couple of weeks. Since we didn't get a chance to talk about it when we were going to do our show a couple weeks ago. But here's why. George Zimmerman, who continues to keep himself in the news, tried to actually sell the gun that he used to kill Trayvon Martin. And we all remember the case. I'm not going to even rehash what happened. We all know. Basically, after all the trials and everything was over, he was allowed to keep the firearm that he used to kill Trayvon Martin. Well, apparently he figured that it would make sense for, quote-unquote, somebody to own a piece of history. So he decided to auction off the gun for an extemporaneous amount of money. I mean, and then it's a ridiculous amount of money that was going for. But the thought process in his mind as far as trying to sell the gun was that the money would go towards stopping the Black Lives Matter movement because of the perceived racist movement in his mind about it, and it would help other people out. Now, as a lot of people realized that he did auction off the weapon, and there were actually went to two auctions. The first auction, the bids actually went close to $65 million before it was finally canceled. And, of course, we had a lot of trolls that went in, you know, people going under the name of Bernard Sanders. One person made a bid under the name of D's Nuts. So we know that we had a lot of interesting bids there. But eventually, some kind of common sense came after the first auction, and that was stopped. The second auction came up. He was looking, I believe, to get rid of it for a little over 100. I think he said 10,000 or 15,000. It went to about 100,000. The bid for the second auction, he told a Las Vegas TV station that he was accepting a bid for 250,000, but it closed at 150,000, and it was sold to somebody named Dennis Honeycutt. And he said that the buyer was a woman who was giving the gun as a birthday present to her son. Where do I begin? There is something fundamentally wrong with somebody who can actually murder somebody in cold blood and then auction the gun off and make a profit off of that, off the pain of the victims that were used for that on that gun. Something is definitely wrong here. I mean, I don't know what you think about this, Hot Rod, but I'm real curious as to your opinion. Do you think he should have the right to sell or auction off the gun? Or do you think that this is something that is way out of hand?
He has the right to sell his gun. He has the right. Plain and simple. It's his gun. He bought it, right? Despite what happened, he bought the gun, right? If it's your property, you do what the hell you want to do with it. Bottom line. Are you shocked by that answer?
I am shocked. And I figure from the standpoint, I can definitely understand the whole premise of ownership. We definitely understand that. Do we all think that George Zimmerman is probably one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel? I'm pretty sure. Because he's had so much trouble after this case, between his divorce and him getting shot at for the road rage incident that happened to him just last year and all the other stuff that's been going on. And now this. And the reason why I have it, I understand your point in the fact that he should have the right to sell his own property. But here's the problem in general. It's the perception, especially of everything that he has stated and things that he has said, which we all know are well documented, that he would actually go out and profit off of someone else's pain, especially pain that he caused, and for an auction that most people would look at as BS for the most part. I think that's where the anger comes in. And then it's also the fact that there is that perceived cavalier attitude that this person's life didn't really matter. And then he went on a rant, basically jumping all over the parents, saying if Trayvon Martin's parents were better parents, he'd still be alive today. So I don't know where to go with that. I personally, if he wants to sell the gun, that is on him. I am totally against the whole premise behind it.
But are you really surprised?
Actually, okay. I am surprised because I would have thought, based on all of the backlash that he got over the last couple of years, that he would have at least tried to stay as close to under the radar as possible. Let's be honest. He was almost killed in that road rage incident. He was shot in the head.
I think he likes the attention, to tell you the truth.
And that's the sad part about it.
Some people just like attention, negative or positive. It's attention. Some people just like it. I personally think that he just likes the attention. Otherwise, why do that? You know it's common sense. Him doing something like that, even if it wasn't a public auction, it would have leaked. It's news.
Mm-hmm.
and it would have been out there. I honestly think he just did it for the attention.
Yeah. This is the equivalent of taking a stick and beating a beehive. You're going to get stung at some point.
Yeah. I mean, he had every right to do it, obviously. You know, it's his property. Do what you want with it. But I my opinion is he likes the attention.
Well, I agree with both of you guys to a certain extent. But the reason why I'm for George Zimmerman, because as I told someone before, and you heard the same before, if it walk like a duck, act like a duck, talk like a duck, guess what? It's a duck. George Zimmerman is an a-hole. He walk like an a-hole, act like an a-hole, guess what? He's an a-hole. So, as Anitra said, she's not surprised. But I'm not upset with him selling the gun. Because, you know what, like I said before, it's his property. He do what he wants. You should not be surprised from an a-hole. What I'm concerned about is the people who put bids on it. That's where my real question lies. Why do Sean Black want to buy a gun that killed someone, a teenager, that took a life away for no apparent reason? Don't blame Zimmerman. If Zimmerman could make profit from it, why not? You know what?
Yeah.
I understand that. But why should Hot Rod buy the gun? Either to use it as a weapon or use it as a souvenir? How about a KKK person buy that gun? You should question the person who's buying that gun. What's the reason behind it? Keep it as a souvenir? No. What happened to Trayvon Martin? Spark outrage. I met the father. I met the mother. Of course, I'm a father myself. But for Zimmerman to go out there and sell a gun, no problem. But the person who bid $100,000, $100,000, that's really an outrage.
Exactly.
On my part.
That's no different than when people go to Texas to lay in the spot where Kennedy got assassinated. Assassination. Some people will pay an obnoxious amount of money for stuff like that.
Yeah, there is a big market for the macabre, those kinds of things. But the difference with that in what you're talking about and what's happening with this is that the buyer that bought the gun from George Zimmerman is giving it to her son as a birthday present.
That's
the weird part.
I guess.
Now we don't know the age of the parent. We don't know the age of the son. He could be 20, 25, 30. He could be of gun-toting age. He could be 14, 15 and is being put away for some sort of, you know, to try to build some kind of value as an appraisal, and maybe he might want to sell it again down the road. Who knows? The problem with this whole setup is, as you stated, yeah.
Sean, excuse me. Or he may want to use it to kill another black person.
You never
know.
That's the whole craziness about this entire deal, because it's not as if George Zimmerman is obviously, he's not the most socially conscious person out there from the standpoint of he knows what his actions are doing. He knows he's stirring the pot. The problem is we also know he's a racist just based on his actions and based on things that he has said. And the fact that this is now rehashing old feelings and opening up wounds that are still fresh, because the bottom line is we have two parents who are without their son and went through the indignity of George Zimmerman still walking free, and now further indignity of the fact that the weapon that was used to murder him is now not only in the hands of somebody else, in the hands of someone else's child, but was paid for with an exorbitant amount of money. And that's the saddest part of this whole deal. They have to read through the internet or see on television or on social media that the gun that was used to murder their child is now been sold because of curiosity And because of just the fact that the infamy behind the weapon that was used drives value in the minds of somebody that will own it, part of this whole deal. Like you said, Anitra, it's kind of like with people being fascinated by things that Charles Manson owned, or people going on a website and buying the bullet that was used to kill someone, or renting
people
a room
actually,
that somebody stayed in that was that hosted somebody that murdered someone.
There's actually a tour, okay, of that afternoon that Kennedy got shot. There's a tour.
Yeah.
There is a spot. It's circled in the street. People actually sit or lay next to it and take pictures. People are stupid.
Yeah.
We all know this.
And that's Anitra's quote of the week. People are stupid. Remember that, people.
It's true, though. Like, I don't get, like, I've seen it, you know, I didn't sit next to it or take a picture with it. Like, come on.
Like, okay. Sean Black, will you have by the gun and hold on to it as a souvenir?
No, because and I have something which a lot of people don't have in this society, and that's called a conscience. And I would not have been able to have – I wouldn't be able to sleep at night, irregardless of how valuable the gun may or may not be. The fact remains that that weapon was used to kill someone else's child. And the fact remains that there was no justice brought in the malicious way that Trayvon Martin was killed. And to this day, they're going to be reminded of this because the story will not end. They're going to continue to keep getting this whole deal thrown back in their face. Every time they go on to look at something on the news or on TV, that story is going to pop up. Who knows what else is going to happen in the next chapter of this with Zimmerman?
Well, if Zimmerman is still getting popular, still making money now, hey, he go ride it all the way to God knows what. He go keep writing it. Like, I need to say, he loved the attention. The man been arrested, what, 6 times already for different charges, and nothing really happened to him, but just a little bit of jail time. Like, how much stuff can he get away with? What? You can't blame him. You got to blame the system overall. The system of school. But it ain't the first case like this. There have been many cases like this where the system has failed big time. Just today, the case of Freddie Gray. The cops got acquitted. Back in, I think, is it Baltimore or Chicago?
Yeah, in Baltimore.
Baltimore. Is it this is the first time we hear about cops being acquitted for murdering a black man? No. Have we talked about it on this show a million times already? Yes. And guess what? Is this going to continue? Because that is part of the system. And that is a problem, the system. Not George Zimmerman, not the people. It's the system itself. We know what the problem is, but for some reason it cannot be fixed. So Anitra B, if you were Trayvon Martin in Paris, will you have bought that gun and use it on George as revenge, or to do the deal?
No, that's not gonna make it better. That just makes me know better than him. When people do things like that, you stoop to their level. Then that makes you know better than the person than him. I've never understood people that do that. Oh, you know, he did this, I'm gonna do that. It makes you know better, and you have no right to talk.
Well, eye for an eye, right?
No, that's
childish. That system doesn't work. It never has worked. Hence why everyone
doesn't work. To your daughter. If something happened to your daughter right now, you would not take actions right away or be very upset or go crazy?
I would do it the right way. I would attempt to go through the legal system. I would make sure that that person remembered me for the rest of his or her life. Sit in a cell.
What if the system fails?
Being
again.
Told when to eat,
fails?
When to shit, when to do this, when to do that for the rest of your damn life. And I would pursue it until that happened.
Yeah, and as you stated before, you said an eye for an eye, but the whole phrase is an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. And if you're going searching for revenge all the time, you're going to feel very, very empty and soulless. And there are a lot of people that are out there that have had family members or children or whatever was the case, murdered, accidents happen, something that could be quote-unquote avenged, and they go on this whole entire campaign to get things righted, and what ends up happening is they feel like they've lost something. And I think that the only way to go about it, like Anitra stated, you have to go about it the right way.
Exactly.
If you're going to try and get somebody put in jail, if you're going to go about it the legal way, at least you know that that's taken care of, and then let the legal system do what it's supposed to do. Now, there are a lot of instances where you have a lot of, in the case of some minorities and in some other unique cases where that isn't always the case, but there are a lot of people that get screwed by the legal system.
Oh, of course, but you've got to keep fighting. You don't give up.
Exactly.
That's why there's levels to a legal system. If one court says one thing, go to the next one above that until you get the answer you want. Keep fighting. People give up really easily and choose a different road that makes you look as bad as the person that first wronged you.
Yeah. The only problem with that is a lot of people, they just don't have the monetary means to go about it and continue the fight. They do give up.
I'm stubborn as hell. I will destroy you. I will go after you for the next freaking decade, the rest of your damn life.
Why do we don't have the money? You got the resources.
It's got nothing to do. It's got nothing to do with money. Going to appellate courts and doing that doesn't cost you a dime.
No. Everything comes down to money. You cannot get.
Oh yeah, it does. But I mean, you don't need $1 million to go through our court system.
Oh, excuse me. How did OJ get away with murder? How did OJ win his case? He had good lawyers.
Of course, he had the money to fight.
It's not necessarily the money to fight the system. It's the money to get great representation, and that's where a lot of these cases are won and lost. If you have, the right lawyer, you have the dream team where if you're going to get paid, they're going to get their 10% plus their retainer fee and all the other stuff. Yeah, but not everybody has the means to actually get to.
Okay, Sean Black and myself to represent you, give us a call at 347-989-8462. We are good lawyers, indeed.
Yes.
We could get you off the case. But we have another caller, K-Dog. Thank you so much. K-Dog, take it away.
Hey, good evening, everyone. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hello.
Hey, how
you
doing?
Hey, how's everything? Good.
Well, excuse me, K-Dog.
Yo,
if the system fails you over and over, what do you think you should do to handle situations?
Well, you know what? The best way to do it is to keep fighting, because the thing is, even though, in my opinion, I feel that time and time again, the system has continued to fail the black community. I mean, how many times have we heard of murders, especially at the hands of law enforcement, and it's gone on throughout history that we never got justice? And it happens time and time again. And that's why when you look at a murderous beast like George Zimmerman walking around, I mean, it just irks me for the most part. We keep fighting, but yet it keeps on screwing us over time and time again. I mean, it's got to stop sometime. But we don't know when, or we don't know how it's going to stop, but it keeps happening. I mean, the fight continues, but yet we're still being held down, and that's how we're going to have to continue to fight these things, fight the system, fight it continuously.
Okay. So what should George Zimmerman should do next now to make himself more popular,
popular? Really? I could say this. I'll be blunt about it. Jump off a damn cliff.
Oh,
that's what he needs to do.
What happens if someone like George Zimmerman gets his own talk show? Will you guys be upset? Will you watch it?
Will be an insult. That will never happen, because this is the thing with George Zimmerman. And, you know, to see that this animal is walking around a free man, like I said, it irks me. Because, number one, here's the whole history behind it. You see a young guy walking the streets, and you're calling the police, and the police, and you're describing to the police, oh, that this guy is walking around, he looks suspicious and all, they always get away with everything, and the police are like, okay, and continue talking to you and telling you, okay, so what is he doing? He's walking around. What are you doing? I'm gonna follow him. We don't want you to do that. If the police is telling you not to follow this young man, why do you feel the need to do it? And even worse, physically attacking the guy. So, of course, the guy's going to defend himself. And rather than be man enough to take your lickings because you well sure deserved it, you're going to go ahead and be a coward and pull out your gun and shoot him. And the worst part about it is that look how many months it took for them to arrest him. And you're going to cry self-defense? And okay. Even worse, during the trial, that trial wasn't about George Zimmerman. It was about Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin was on trial. Trayvon Martin could not defend himself. George Zimmerman never once took the stand. He never once took the stand in that trial.
And it was apparently smart. It was apparently smart strategy because it worked.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And look what the jury did. Acquit him of
okay.
murder.
Right,
and
we have another
his gun back.
Oh, Cato, you sound very upset about this, which I appreciate it. But
yeah.
We have Brother B on the air now. Brother B.
Hey, what up, gang? What's going
hey,
on?
What's going
hey,
on?
What's up, brother?
Hello.
What's going on, brother? Sean Black.
Hey.
What's going on, y'all?
Well, we're bringing up, we were bringing up the whole George Zimmerman gun auction, and what do you think is the right thing to do here? Do you believe that he should have been able to sell this, auction this gun off, or do you think that he lost that privilege when he killed Trayvon Martin?
Well, yeah, I've noticed K-Dog sounded very passionate about this, and I could feel him on it. First of all, I don't even understand how he got it back. It was the gun that was involved in the crime.
Yeah,
I don't even know how he got the gun back. And I don't see how that's possible. Like, in New York, they wouldn't have did something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that they gave it back to him also.
Like, I can understand if they, you know what I'm saying, they probably would have gave him a voucher or something like that, maybe a coupon to go buy another one, but you actually gave him back the gun that he used to kill
someone
with it.
Commit a murder.
Yeah, because it was murder. As much as, put it like this, you really think that all those people don't know that was murder? They know what it was. They know what he did. But the whole thing is they're not gonna come across and show that card to everybody else. Like, yeah, we know what it is, but we're still going to defend them anyway.
Hmm.
Because that's what, I mean, whether it's white people, black people, whatever, there are people of all types of colors that probably feel what he did was right. But to me, that's just there's a new race of people, and it's called ignorance. You know what I'm saying? Those are just ignorant people who really seem to think that it was okay for this dude to follow this kid because
after
he was looking suspect. Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I see people in hoodies all the time. I work with a gun on my head. You don't see me. Oh, my gosh, this guy looks suspicious. Let me go follow him. Like, dude, you got on a hoodie, so what? It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Listen, I see all types of weirdos at my job 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, but you don't see me walking after him. You know,
I don't care.
You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is, what made Trayvon Martin such a priority for this dude? Because he was out looking for trouble. That's the difference between the two. Trayvon Martin was just going about his business. George Zimmerman was looking for trouble. Like, it's people like, And it just looked like it's people like George Zimmerman are the reason why they need to revamp certain gun laws. Because you have a-holes out there that feel empowered when they have a weapon.
Exactly, yeah. They feel that power, that need to do something.
And they feel that, hey, with all that being, you know, let me go out there and do something. Let me see if my gun really works. He has no sympathy, no remorse about taking a human life at all. And the whole thing is, what did this kid do? What was he guilty of? Because my thing is, it's deplorable how they wanted to pull out all types of stuff. Oh, well, Trayvon Martin, he smokes weed. Oh, he cut class a couple of times. He's dead.
Exactly.
And you really think that it's okay to just bring out school records and the fact that he smoked weed a couple of times? Shut up. Like, you know what I'm saying? But people condone it.
Yeah.
They condone it. Except if it was their kid. If it was their kid or if it's their relative, they'd be shouting all types of bloody murder. But
yeah, but gentlemen, at the end of the day, these lawyers, they were being paid to do their job.
Oh, no.
So their job is to defend this a-hole. So they're bound to their ability. So they would, like in any murder trial, the victim is always going to be, their past is always going to be brought up. In any kind of trial, it could be anything. That's just a fact.
But the thing is, with this case, was that Trayvon was put on trial unfairly. And the fact
it's not unfairly, it just, it happened. It is what it is.
Well, it was very unfairly because the fact of the matter is, Trayvon Martin is dead.
I understand
that,
but the defense attorney's job is to defend his client.
But they will. But
so what is he supposed to do? Hand the jury apple pies and be like, don't convict my client because these pies taste really fucking good.
The whole thing was that George Zimmerman was not even put on the stand. That's the thing that gets me upset about the whole thing.
Well, because he had really good lawyers and they knew better. Unfortunately, he was able to afford to defend himself appropriately, which is unfortunate because it was obvious that the guy was guilty. But he was able to afford attorneys that can help him.
Wasn't his father a lawyer? I mean, a judge?
Yeah, his father was a judge.
His father was a judge.
System was already biased.
He comes from money. He found attorneys that did their job. That's really what it is at the end of the day. These attorneys did their job.
So they went back to the original thing I said. The system is screwed up. There's nothing you can do because the system is corrupted. We all know. We all know Florida is a mess of state in the beginning.
It is. Very.
People were,
they're the ones that came up with that stand your ground
laws. I'm sorry?
Yeah. You also have to remember, a lot of those laws that are put in place in a lot of these southern states, Florida, Virginia, Mississippi, they're all old, antiquated laws that probably have been in the books since the early 1900s when racism was basically at its peak. And a lot of the court systems and a lot of the laws that are on the books, nobody is going through the law books saying, well, we need to update these because of these draconian laws that need to be replaced or at least revised.
Exactly.
Nobody's going through that because, as we've seen, there's a general malaise that's going on between the justice system, all of the congressmen and the constituents. Republicans and Democrats, they don't get along. Government doesn't talk to its constituents. So what happens is you have these laws, people want something to change, and nothing does change. All they do is argue.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a Congress that was willing to let the government shut down and go broke for a point.
All right, let me ask you guys something. Have any of you ever been through any type of trial?
No,
I've done jury duty, but I've never been as far as in a trial per se.
Okay.
No.
Anisha B. Okay, dog, you never been through a trial?
No.
Did divorce court count?
Was it a trial, or was it just regular like court? Because I actually,
Yeah, because I've never been in a trial. I've been on jury duty, but I've never been on trial.
Well, family court, custody for my daughter. went through, I think the trial lasted, what, 8 months, 9 months?
Mm.
You know, adjournment here, adjournment there. It lasted
a long time.
Yeah, because, you know what? I'm going to fight for my daughter, and I'm going to fight for what I believe in. If I believe something is being done wrong, then I'm going to call anybody on it. I see I was going for custody. I witnessed, because you know what? People can talk laws and can talk justice, but it doesn't, in the grand scheme of things, a person has been through it. I don't believe in the justice system. I don't believe in the system, period, because it's biased.
Yeah.
I witnessed on numerous accounts my daughter's mother lie. And the judge knew that she was lying. She knew that her lawyer was lying. But at the end, the judge makes his or her decision based on how they perceive the evidence. See, what you may perceive and I perceive is two totally different things.
Mm.
And just because they went through all these years of law school and this, that, and the third, and, you know, they were appointed to a bench. Listen, we're all human at the start, middle, and the end of the day. We all make mistakes, and we all see things differently. Sometimes we want to see things the same, but we see things differently. And my thing, from what I saw, I'm not mad because I lost the trial. I still got what I wanted. I still got more time with my daughter, and me and my daughter are tighter than we ever could be.
Mm-hmm.
But what I didn't appreciate was the fact that the system, from child support to custody court, I witnessed the system just say, fuck you. I'm not hearing you because I don't want to. I mean, when we were in court for child support, there were inconsistencies in her W-2s and other financial information. Her lawyer said one thing, and the judge said, "Oh, okay." But as soon as I said something, or my lawyer said something, it was like, "Shut up." She always told my lawyer, "Shut up, I don't want to hear you." She told her.
Yeah, unfortunately, you are correct, judges.
Yeah.
New York judges favor the female. I've heard that.
I think that's nationwide. I think that a lot of the laws are slanted toward women when it comes to custody cases and things of that nature.
I've heard New York is the worst.
Mm.
Yeah, but my thing is whether it's family court, criminal court. I mean, we hear all types of stories about. I heard about some judge that was actually kind of like sending kids to jail. Because it was a privatized jail, so he was getting kickbacks or something like that. I'm like, wow, really? Like, how could you trust the system that where's the justice?
No matter what
the color is. Because I don't even think that the whole issue of the situation with Trayvon Martin was all about color. I just think that George Zimmerman was just out to do something stupid. And it went wrong. And he used his gun and was like, holy snap, what am I going to do?
And you know what? The whole case, the whole thing was, Brother B, is that, like you said, he was looking for trouble. And like I said earlier, all he had to do was just listen to what the police tell him to say, we don't want you to do that. Stay put. What are you doing? What were you thinking? And now a teenager's dead, and you got off. And, you know, I think that it is the most disrespectful thing for him to be making these appearances and, you know, putting your gun on an auction. It's just a slap in the face to Trayvon Martin's parents. And
well,
I think that...
It's not just a slap in the face to his parents and his family, but look at his ex-girlfriend. He's a woman beater. But nobody wants to talk about that.
The dude is dirty.
The dude is dirty.
Everyone was saying that Trayvon Martin was a thug, but yet, you know, look how many mugshots that George Zimmerman has had. Let's look at those mugshots. How many times has he been arrested? And even
after that part, I don't see any women advocate rights groups rising up screaming about, just like they were screaming about my man with the dogs. Everybody was
Michael
jumping
Vick.
Up, screaming about him, Michael Vick. But wait a minute, Trayvon, this dude, George Zimmerman, beat his girlfriend.
Yeah,
didn't he pull his gun on her? But I didn't get nobody came out and said anything.
And you know what? He pulled out a gun on the girlfriend's father.
But what
he did that?
Nobody said nothing.
This animals has been walking around committing crime, and Trayvon Martin was the thug. Wow, really?
Okay. Well, guys, thank you so much. Well, we spent 40 minutes. I'd like to go on to the next topic. K-Dog, throw it. Calm down.
Yeah.
I feel the fire.
Yeah, I'm cool.
I see the fire in you right now. Okay, next topic. In Staten Island, at Home Depot, there was an employee named Crystal Lake. She's 22 years old, and she was wearing a hat that sparked a lot of controversy on social media. We all know that Donald Trump, his slogan and the hat that he's wearing is "Let's make America great again." The hat that she wore, America was never great. So of course, because of that hat, everybody was cursing her out. Sean Black, was she wrong as an employee, to wear a hat like that to spark how she feel about America, about Donald Trump?
Well, we know the reasoning behind why she wore the hat. And it had nothing to do with America not being great. It was her protesting Donald Trump. The problem with that is when an employee at a big business that is owned by shareholders or has a corporation with a corporate president is seen during an election year with an employee that has something that's going up against a particular or in protest to a presidential candidate, it's going to be perceived as if that business is behind them in the public scheme, in the public eye. And most of these businesses are trying to make sure that they steer clear of that kind of thought process. They don't want to have that perception that they're endorsing one candidate or the other, unless the company's their actual words are, their official position is, we are behind so and so because of. And until that happens, that's not going to be the case. In this situation, which was, I wholeheartedly agree with what she did as far as her own position, you're probably not going to be able to really get away with something like that in a public forum, especially when you have so many different people going in and out of the Home Depot with their own opinions subjected to this. Now, we have to point this out. She is an African-American, 22-year-old, working hard in a business that is being run by a corporation. And I think that's what the whole ideal behind that is, and that's what the whole big poo-poo is.
There's a time and place. Realistically, there's a time and place. She had the right idea. I mean, she has the right to wear whatever the hell she wants to, you know, and back whomever she wants to, but it wasn't appropriate to do it at her job.
Well, let me ask this question. Did anybody ever think, and maybe I'm not thinking deep enough, but did anybody ever think maybe it was a bad hair day, so she just grabbed the hat and threw it on and went out the house?
It's possible to.
No.
I think that's wishful thinking.
No. The thing is, I'm like, people pick and choose the stupidest things to jump on, and because you know what, there are white people out there that are wearing that hat, but I bet you one's saying nothing to them. So why are you picking on somebody?
She has every right to wear that hat. She is practicing her freedom of speech.
But wait a minute, Home Depot stands behind her.
Home Depot stands behind her. They're not bashing her.
Have anybody heard this woman make a statement?
She hasn't made a statement. But Home Depot is not really standing behind her too much. They're basically saying we understand where she's coming from, but this isn't something that we are, you know, standing behind. And there was an actual petition by people that shop in the Home Depot of getting her fired. So
wow.
Yeah. So this is a pretty big thing.
Because
and it's kind of blown up all over Twitter. There was one person that said, a loyal shopper here, Crystal Lake wears that hat again in your store. I'll assume you support the message, and I will become a former shopper. Another person said, this allows this person to wear this hat to work. I will be shopping at Lowe's now. I mean, these are the kinds of things that have been going on since this thing's blown up.
But
and also,
okay, hey, she's telling the truth. I'm not knocking her.
Well,
I didn't hear her make a statement.
Yeah, but she was also called the N-word. She also was said, go back to Africa, not knowing if she's African or not.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be taking a lot of backlash for this.
Yeah.
Should she continue wearing this hat or just let it go?
If she's going on, if she's going by principle, then, yeah, keep the hat on. But know the consequences of what's going to happen. Obviously, with this whole deal, knowing the kind of attention she's going to get. If that's not an issue, keep wearing the hat and stay with your beliefs. But if it's something from corporate where they're telling you you can't wear this based on such and such and such, and she's doing it in spite anyway, she's going to have issues working there. At some point, she's going to have to make the decision, her belief or her job. And I think that's where the issue is going to come down to.
What I want to know is what was her statement? Like, what did she actually come out and say?
I got the statement right here. It says, people have been saying really racist things to me. And that they're going to come and find me, and that what I said was disrespectful, and I hate America, but I don't hate America. I know that there are a lot of opportunities here. I just wish we would worry about making America better, not great again. That was her point behind the
And you know what? And now there was nothing wrong in what she said. Like, she didn't even listen to what she said. You're coming up to me. You think you actually have the right to call me a racial slur or call me out my name just because of a hat that I'm wearing? And you don't even know if I'm wearing it because if it's a bad hair day or I'm trying to make a political statement.
Mm-hmm.
But now since you want to put, like, a full telescope on the hat, I'm going to say X, Y, and Z, and then I'm going to say, you know, whatever about the hat situation. She sounded like she didn't. I don't think she was trying to make a political statement until somebody actually, till people actually made it an issue. That's what I think it was all about. I don't think she was trying to say anything. I think she just was attacked and she said, well, fuck it. You want me to say something? I'm going to say something.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a young, naive girl who should have known better. That's it. That's really all it is. She didn't do anything wrong, but at the end of the day, she should have known better. She's not a child. She's not a teen. You know what I mean?
Based on her statement, I wouldn't even
sense.
Call her naive. I think she knew what she was doing. It
was
a matter of she didn't expect
sense.
It to blow up as much as she did.
Exactly. Oh. She didn't.
The media has been spinning, all the crap that's been coming out of Trump's mouth, the hostility that's in the air now, of course something was going to happen. This is common sense.
Yeah.
We always said before, with cop cars and getting pulled over, you have to use your brain.
But we have another caller, and you know who it is. It's time for him to stop preaching and tell like it is what's on his mind. Milton X, take it away.
Hey,
Milton. Good evening. Hello, everyone.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Yeah, as far as young sister who made the statement with the hat, when you put on a hat that says, you know, America never great in the first place, I'm paraphrasing, you know what you're doing. So
Thank
be
you.
It.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, she was a naive. Listen, you have a hat, you're reading it, you know what I'm saying? She may not have judged the total backlash, but, you know, apparently, you know, some black people, or my opinion, a lot of black people don't really know how much we really hate it in America. So she's like, I'm just going to make this statement to counteract it, and that's going to be it. But, you know, other people that ride for Trump, and, you know, not just the so-called rednecks, whatever have you, because, you know, this whole myth out there that Trump only the white trash riding with Trump, that's a damn lie. But that's what the media want to portray. But it is what it is. She got a backlash, and she didn't, you know, probably wasn't prepared for that. And then she come out with a statement, which, you know, was seen sort of try to smooth things over. But, you know, to be perfectly honest, I don't have a problem with what the sister did. I don't know if she's wearing that on the job site, but, you know, if she's wearing that in her own private thing, you know, she shouldn't get catch a backlash on it. But, you, hey, you work for a company, some people, you know, there might be a backlash, there may not be. It all depends on, you know, who the company you want to ride with for financially concerned. Do they want to ride with the Trump supporters, or are they going to ride with black folk? You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a business decision one way or the other.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be a moral thing with here.
No, I understand. Okay, you guys know I support Trump a little bit. I have my Trump T-shirt that Anisha B gave me. I wear it to my job one time, but I have to wear it under.
Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'd rather have Trump in there than Hillary. That's for damn sure.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
That's a God's honest truth.
And you want to know the crazy thing about that statement is that if you look at the recent polls, a lot of people in the country are starting to line up with that thought process.
Trump, yeah, a lot of people. It's coming.
Because Hillary is just a bunch of the devil as Trump is. You know what I'm saying? And actually,
in other words,
worse is because she's a condescending, you know what?
And other,
because you,
in other
you know
words,
what I'm
I
saying?
Can say this.
But,
so can I ask you something? Would you go to a pediatrician to get a tooth pulled?
Huh?
Would you go, if you had a toothache, would you go to a pediatrician to get a tooth pulled?
I would say no.
Oh, there you go. That's all I need.
And?
Continue. No, continue.
Okay, what does that mean?
Trump, basically, Trump really has no history when it comes down to politics.
I understood where Nietzsche was coming from with that.
Made up.
So what was the point of all that?
Businessman is not a politician.
Exactly.
It's like going to a pediatrician to getting a foothold.
That's the point you mentioned. That's what his appeal is, and he's not a politician.
That's
why he's voting for him.
If you're on trial for someone, are you going to go and hire a librarian? No. You're going to hire a lawyer.
If all the lawyers suck, you might well hire the librarian. And that's the problem. The quality of the politicians out here is trash. So Trump is winning by default and charisma. That's all there is to it.
I'm voting for the purge. That's all. So I ain't voting. I'm voting for the purge.
Listen, this is what I know about Trump. He's going to run this country into the ground. So be it. Let it burn. What's our concern? Because, you know, here we're going to keep the same old status quo and just do a slow burn. Trump is going to be quick.
Okay. To Brother B and Milton X, was America ever great in the first place?
Well, depends who you're talking to.
Exactly.
If you're talking to white people, yeah, of course it was great. You got free labor.
When them darkies was in chains, boy, we was getting
it.
I see Hot Rod skip me. All right, well, that's okay. That's all well and good. Was America ever great? I'm just gonna bluntly said it. You brothers are ready. Everybody's ready for an answer.
Oh yeah, we got 5 minutes.
Hell no.
Oh,
yeah. Hell no.
You have a problem with America. You know, people say leave this country then if America was
never
great.
No, I'm not saying.
In the history
of America is not that great, and it's the truth. It's not. It's
this
not
country
life,
was built
basic.
Off of blood and violence.
Violence,
death,
exactly, and
lies.
Don't say that America was perfect.
I don't think anyone's casting any aspersions about the country being perfect at any part of its history.
But you know what's sad? Some people think it is. Oh, all American. I'm like, yeah, but you don't know the lies and the deceit.
They do know the lies and deceit. They just turned a blind eye.
Yeah, they just sweep it under the rug.
All the lies and deceit are beneficial to them. Period.
Exactly.
So, Anisha B, you're the only female here, besides Sean Black, excuse me. Was America ever great in the first place?
I'm not saying it wasn't great, but considering the other options that other people may have had, people came here for a reason.
And
I mean,
you know
people
what?
Forget that. Every other what happened here happened everywhere else all over the world. There's no such thing as perfection. It doesn't exist. You make your own path on this in this world. You are responsible for your own life. If it's shit, get up and do something about it.
Let's be honest here. We didn't try to say
it's very simple. You
want to
do something with your life?
Well,
do it.
Listen, America is just a big fat lie. That's the problem.
America's a corporation. America's a corporation. That's what it is. Simple and plain. It doesn't care about. They want to make it about color, but it's not about color. It really don't care.
Well,
as long as America get what it needs to get,
it is about color. You know what I'm saying? If you really want to be honest about it, that's why the Indians were wiped out. The original Indians were dark like Curran. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, brother. Is it all about color or competition? Think about it. It's about competition.
Competition.
I say competition.
It's about competition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Now, what's the thing?
Hi, guys.
The competition was brought up labor on our backs. That's the whole thing about it.
I'm sorry to cut everybody off, but we're running out of time. I have one question to ask, and this is a preview for the menu next week. Next Wednesday night, Brother B. And, of course, I got to ask Sean Black, and this should be this question. Does size matter in bed?
Uh-oh. Whoa, fuck. The topic just got hotter.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second.
What was this duck from? You know, America and
this
slavery and racism and shit to size.
Yes,
yeah.
Dear. Size does matter, okay?
This is the topic.
And when a woman tells you it doesn't, she's lying to you. Size matters.
Well, it depends on what size. That's the question. There's various
and
sizes.
Everyone has their own preference.
I hope you call in to, you know, to stand your ground.
So the menu's coming on tomorrow or Wednesday?
Wednesday, 8:30 p.m.
Okay.
Wait. Is the size matter and are multiple positions necessary?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Well, this is going to be an interesting topic, that's for sure.
Very interesting.
So, Sean, ask the question, does size matter?
It depends on who you're with, I would think.
Sean,
wait
a
minute.
To you?
This size
to you?
On both ends.
The,
women and men.
Because
this,
it can go either way, depending on what body part you're looking at for size.
Mm.
You know?
Okay, that's a good point.
Broke it down.
But why would we go with emotion and it's not about the size? Look at me.
I have
two kids now.
Well, the diamond was good, though. You know what I'm saying? That didn't mean it was effective.
Mm-hmm. Listen, my brother always told me, it may not be the biggest shovel in the shack, but I can dig it. So,
all right, man. Hey, ain't no problem with that.
Just don't turn into a grave digger now, you know?
Brother B, what's the next? K-Dog, Anisha B. And Sean Black, guys, thank you so much for a great show tonight. It was very fun.
Hey, you're welcome.
Our
pleasure.
All right. Of course.
We'll see you next Monday night. And, guys, thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the Hot Rod. As always, the pleasure
was all yours.
No doubt.
Good night, fellas.
All right. Good night.
Later, guys. Later, everyone.
Later.
Bye. Sean Black.
Yes, sir.
So, size does matter, but I still got it all the way in and did my motion and got the potion. And, okay, never mind. Have a good night, Sean Black.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. I know I'm sick. I can't help it. I'm very horny tonight for some reason. Good night, everyone.